Congratulations, and I'm excited to introduce the executive producer of Antiques Roadshow, Marcia Bemko. Marcia, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure to join you.
This is exciting news. Give us some background for people who are not familiar with Antiques Roadshow. What is it?
Well, Antiques Roadshow, here we are, what you're going to be watching on January 6th, is the opener of our 24th season. So we've been traveling the country for 24 years, and what we do is open our doors to about 5,000 people, 3,000 to 5,000 people, as now as we do our new outdoor venues, will come to a roadshow with two of their most precious things. And then Antiques Roadshow experts will look at what they own and tell them what we know about it. And the three episodes that we'll make from every location, like we did from Winter Tour, are the results of one of those appraisal days. And Winter Tour was so good, it's starting the season.
How did you guys come up, or how did you decide to film at Winter Tour?
As you know, the last couple of years, we have changed, for a couple of decades, we shot in convention centers. There's an ease, a logistical ease to that for us. It's a kind of a templatable set. And then we decided to go to distinctive historic locations where we could shoot both indoors and out. And those are the shows you've been seeing on our air for the last 2 years. We really like that better. Our audience is telling us they like that better. With a show, when you've been on the air for that long, we're always, the show is the Antiques Roadshow, and that's what people love, but we're always looking for ways to make it better. Think that that outdoor environment just gives a little more energy than being inside. We really like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, shooting at Winter Tour is really going to make this exciting. What's it like working as an executive producer for Antiques Roadshow?
Well, I have the best job in the public television system, so I don't feel bad out there, everybody else who's working for us, all of us around the country. It is a really privileged place to be. I get to travel the country. While I'm traveling the country, I get to meet people in every city we go to. I'm one of those folks running around on set that day interviewing owners. And those are quite memorable moments. And people are very honest and frank with you, usually. but you get to know people. I mean, how many environments can you sit down and say to somebody, "What'd you pay for that?" It's kind of a rude question. And so you wouldn't do that at lunch with your girlfriend unless, well, you might, but you know what I'm saying. But I get to ask the kinds of questions that you wouldn't ask in polite conversation and really learn all your secrets so we can decide whether or not we're going to tape a segment with you. That's a very privileged place to be. And along the way, I've learned a dangerous amount about antiques.
Are people sometimes in your career, have they been turned off by your questions?
Very rarely, I'll be honest. Very rarely. They understand that, you know, it just starts with, what do you have? What do you know? Where'd you get it? And why? And then once you start to get along, you sort of build into that, those probing questions. And for the most part, they don't. What happens when people get a little tentative, maybe, is if I do select them for television, and then all of a sudden, most of them are like, oh, good, they can't wait, and we send them off to the green room. But there's a good amount of people who will say, I'm nervous. You know, what about the cameras? What's going to happen next? And we calm them down, and you see them. They're out there, and you don't know they were nervous.
I would say, can you do my makeup and hair first? But no, I'm just kidding.
And we do it. And by the way, we do have a makeup artist for our guests, and we have two makeup artists there that day. One for our guests and one for our experts. So I would say to you, okay.
All right, we're talking with Marcia Bemko. Marcia is the executive producer of Antiques Roadshow, and you being the listener, should mark your calendars now because season 24 will premiere on Monday, January 6th of 2020 with Winter Tour Museum, Garden and Library, hour number one. Can you give us any insight, Marcia, what we can expect to see?
So we're doing 3 hours from Winter Tour, and really three plus a baby. We make something called Junk in the Trunk, and that will have Winter Tour material in it too. But in that first hour in our season premiere that day, what I like a lot about what we saw, and it happens in most of the cities we're in, but it happens to a greater measure in some cities. So while in Winter Tour, we saw an enormous amount of material that came from there because there's a history of artists living and working in that area. And so when I say the name Frank Schoonover, I'm guessing a lot of your listeners know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know who you're talking about.
After I said it, because he was a painter who lived in that area. And what I don't want to give away too much, people. I'm going to tell you something. The very first hour concludes with a Frank Schoonover painting that he had done in the 1920s. The best thing about that story for me, beyond its incredible value, is the guest experience in acquiring that painting. It was bought, he met Frank Schoonover in the 60s when he was a young child. His mother saved her grocery money to buy money from her grocery money to buy her husband, his dad, this painting. And they went as a family to his studio and picked it out. And lo and behold, it's worth six figures now.
I can't wait to see this. This is going to be so exciting.
It's a really great segment, and the man is just moved. But what, as excited as he is about the value, you can clearly see on his face that he's remembering that day. This painting means a lot to him. That family had a great experience at that Schoonover story. So that's in hour one, and along with a lot more. But those kinds of stories, the Roadshow producer loves it, and I know our audience, it's the best.
Marcia, what was it like working with the staff at Winter Tour?
They are amazing. As a matter of fact, you're lucky I'm not living there and didn't move in, because it's so nice there. they were so helpful. So whatever we need, they didn't ever stumble. We can ask for outrageous things, close this, move this, do that. Okay, we can do that. Let's see. In a very calm as a cucumber, that day went beautifully. We've got many people to thank there, including Jill.
Jill Abbott is here. Jill, just how exciting is this to have one of Delaware's premier destinations appear on Antiques Roadshow?
It's great. You know what? It was one of my favorite professional events. I've been at Winter Tour 22 years, so that's a long time doing events, Kelly. You and I have known each other for a long time, most of that. And, this really was just something wonderful for Winter Tour, wonderful for the people that came. So it was a win-win.
What was it like working with the cast and crew of Antiques Roadshow?
They were incredible. Really, I have not worked with a group such they're incredible. They were just first class all the way, knew their jobs, made my job easier. My job as a client, they rented Winter as a facility. It was a little tricky because people are calling me and I'm saying, they are my client. They rented Winter to do this, to put on their show, and we were there as the logistics and the back end and the support. And so my job, representing the client is to make them look good. I needed to make them look like rock stars, and hopefully on January 6th, it all came together, and they will, they will look like rock stars on the premiere episode.
I started this conversation, Jill, by saying Winter Tour is one of Delaware's premier destinations, but there is at least one person out there who is saying, Winter Tour, where is that? What is that all about? Why don't you give some background about Winter Tour?
Winter Tour is the mecca of all antiques. We are a decorative arts museum, world renowned. So we have 7 floors. yours. It was Henry Francis DuPont's estate. He lived here, he collected, and then in 1951, he opened this estate to the public. And so people, you know, we are daily visitors. We have daily visitation. In addition, we hold events here. You can have your weddings here. So we're 1,000 acres, about 6 miles outside Wilmington. So we're geographically great between Washington and New York. So we're right about 30 minutes from Philadelphia. So it's real easy to get to in Delaware.
As you said, you and I have known each other for quite some time. It's always a pleasure working with you. You are a great person. You do your job extremely well. You're a very gracious person and hosting people at Winter Tour. Can we expect to see your pretty face on Antiques Roadshow?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I couldn't remember what I wore that day. I think I might have had on a pink shirt. So I'm going to be looking for a pink shirt. But no, Kelly, I was in the background. My job, again, is to make the client shine and for them to make for them to do their job as easy as possible. So I'm very much behind the scenes, and my joy is going to be, and my validation and my excitement will be on January 6th, 13th, and 20th, watching those episodes and seeing it all come together and seeing the people that came here and the excitement on their faces when they find out, you know, what something was worth or, you know, what exactly was that family heirloom.
That was Jill Abbott, the Associate Director of Events at Winter Tour. We're talking to Marcia Bemko. Marcia, again, is the executive producer of Antiques Roadshow, the 24th season of the show coming up on PBS on January 6th. Features Winter Tour Museum, Garden, and Library. It's going to be so exciting. Final words, anything you want to let people know about the show or about the episodes airing from Winter Tour?
My advice, especially if you live around there and those who are listening to this radio program do, although in this day and age, I hope that you are hearing me in China too, is you definitely don't want, these are three really terrific episodes from a gorgeous spot where we had some amazing finds. And when Roadshow comes back after capturing our footage from our tour, it's often hard to pick which cities goes first, which city has the honor of being the season premiere. And Winter Tour was an easy choice because these shows are so good.
Well, I'm sure the staff at Winter Tour is honored, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you very much. A pleasure talking with you.